Welcome back to Divinity 648. My name is Christina. Today is Friday, April 28th, 2023. It is 5:47 in the morning Eastern Standard Time. So for the last week and 3 days, we have been reliving the first karmic cycle that was woven into our lives, right? It's the karmic cycles that our parents were dealing with at the time of conception. So whatever karmic cycles they were working on and were unable to close that led up to the conception of your existence, those are the karmic lessons that you are experiencing right now. Whether it's on your father's side or your mother's side, or maybe for some people, it's going to be both. One after the other, one overlapping, I don't know. But pay attention. Pay attention to what you're dealing with. Because from here through summer solstice is your opportunity to correct the dynamic, to make a change. So think about how you felt as a child, reflecting on the type of parenting you were experiencing, you were seeing. Think about talk to them if you have that luxury and ask them what led up to your conception if you don't already know. Reflect on your current situation and the people that you're involved with. And just try to put yourself external so you can see it for what it is, because this is exactly what you're going to pass on to your children. Or maybe you're noticing it in your children, right? They might be experiencing or witnessing or seeing or speaking on circumstances and situations that you can relate to from around the time that you conceived them. Close up the karmic cycle, because 3 weeks after summer solstice on June 21st, which is July 5th, that cycle closes and we all go through another energetic shift and the karmic energy amplifies, right? It's kind of like, did you pass the test or do you need to repeat all of your family's bullshit? So the 5th of July is going to be a very powerful day for you. This entire time period, right? From a few, almost 2 weeks ago, straight through to July the 5th. Everything that you do and don't do is going to impact. It's literally the foundation for more than just 160 days. We're actually looking at your next, probably 15. Close as many karmic cycles as you can. Be a good person as often as you can, right? Pay it forward. Try to be the light instead of the darkness at this point, because this really is the collective vibrational tone. This is definitely your opportunity for growth. If you're not happy in a dynamic, this is the time to do it. If you're thinking about a career change or doing something different, this would be the time to take that next step. Whatever that next step is up to you. But this would be the time to take any step, even if it's just getting a piece of paper out, putting the title of whatever the task is and breaking out all the necessary requirements. And every so often, just keep going back and check on that list and try to check shit off. At least you made that first move, right? This is that Ace of Wands energy. You want to keep that pattern going. You want to keep things moving. You want to make sure that it's not just intellectual or, a mental goal, but actually something that you're making into a tangible manifestation, because this is that energy. This is that. Maybe you're not feeling the lucky vibes right this second, but everything that you're doing now will manifest come July the 5th. It will literally start to play out in your life. So be mindful. Be mindful. You know, if you're used to being a narcissistic fuck, you want to come off a little bit differently now, so that way new habits, new patterns can stick. If you are a chain smoker, you want to write down on, you don't need to do any craziness with fire and all this other nonsense. You just need to literally make it tangible. If you do anything negative, low vibrational during this time, I promise you, it is going to backfire in a way that is going to be, I keep hearing the word catastrophic. You know, I said this to you guys last year, literally said it around this time to everyone last year. Don't do any dumb shit during this time. Let summer solstice open up and blossom and bloom the way that it needs to, right? Because if you do dumb stuff like craft, voodoo, hexes, whatever, you know, it's either you're going to stunt or almost obstruct the essence and the natural flow of summer solstice, which would end up being another like earthquake in Iran or somewhere else, something serious and devastating. So let the energy just flow. Don't do anything to cause a disruption or try to manipulate it, because it's just going to it will backfire like it did last year. July the 5th, that's your next major energy shift. You're going to feel it. Symptoms are going to be very emotional for some people. Others, you're going to feel extremely liberated with that. Emotional. It's still emotional. The collective energy is almost like that feeling of a breath of fresh air, or drinking that refresher after working your ass off and just being hot and dehydrated, right? It's that, it feels like that cool breeze on a summer day. I don't know how else to explain it. Weather-wise, this is going to be a hot summer. It's not going to be a normal summer because we are transitioning. I've said it maybe, I think I took the episode down though. Several months ago, a few months ago, I was talking about us having a fifth season. We are in fifth dimension. We do not have the third dimension on our level anymore. The average individual has already gone through the last energetic shift for us to be in this era, which allowed us to kind of all be in that fifth dimension, right? That astral traveling, vivid dreams, experiencing spiritual phenomena where you never did before, kind of having deja vu moments, knowing what some, being more in sync with other people's vibrations so you kind of can read them better where you're not even a reader before. Things are happening in the house kind of deal. Stuff like that should be happening for you. And that's because in this energetic shift that you guys already went through, we all ascended. We ascended into the fifth dimension, and the fifth dimension allows for 5D communication, the ability to energetically connect to other individuals and actually have those conversations without ever needing to be verbal or send them something in writing. Things like that are going to start happening. People's crown chakras collectively are going to be activated, right? Cancer just went through a major crown chakra activation. Their perspectives have changed. Their energy is shifting. It's in that, you know, regardless of your age, you're in this energy of been there, done that. It's time to chill, fall back a little bit. For those who are extremely younger, they're still going to be in that, okay, they look like they've matured a little bit. You're going to notice some level of serious maturity, regardless of where the placement is, because anyone with the energy of Cancer, and if you're dealing with a Cancer, you still get a taste of it, you're going to notice this. The crown chakra literally has been activated for about, I want to say since the beginning of the year, probably end of November, mid-December areas when it started to settle. Their crown chakras got activated. You had all of the signs after that going through the dominant physical chakras all getting activated. It almost looked like a rainbow or some Skittles thrown on a table or something. It was really nice. So a lot of chakra activation has been going on for several zodiac signs. That's going to shift. They're going to get their break. The next set of zodiac signs are going to go through the same stuff because it cycles through and it keeps going. But 9 out of 10, you're high vibrational and you understand everything that I'm talking about, and you probably already knew this. This new era is going to also enlighten us in the fact that we are going to stop seeking external what we need internal, meaning meditation. Meditation is not an external activity, right? We all do spiritual solitude. We go within ourselves, we check ourselves, we reflect on ourselves, we look for areas of improvement. We go within. You guys keep trying to branch out into outer space and doing all this amazing stuff, and that's incredible, and it's beautiful because you're learning about where the, how the souls can travel, right? Because that is literally, it's like a highway, but it's also like a, oh, this session's over.